Brunch and Orgasms by Beatrice Nelson. Narrated by Lily Ward. Rena steps out of the shower and wraps a towel around her head. She leaves tiny watery footsteps as she walks through her flat to her bedroom. There, she finds another towel and dries her body. She starts with her arms, then her neck, collarbone, breasts, stomach, back, and finally, her legs. The rubbing sensation of the towel feels pleasant. At last, she rubs lotion on her body. She postpones getting dressed until the oil has penetrated her skin thoroughly. While she waits, she switches on the oven and begins to set the table. She arranges fruit in bowls and puts colorful flowers in vases, decorating the entire living room. Her guests will be arriving in a half hour. Having been inspired by one of her friends, she has invited three women with whom she's acquainted for a slightly different sort of brunch. She is looking forward to it. They have never met in real life before, only online. A couple of nights before, when she was out having a beer with a friend, they started talking about pornography. Rena works in the business, so they do that quite frequently. After having seen a lot of different films, he was wondering about something.
"Many of my girlfriends have admitted that they sometimes fake their orgasms," he said. "It's not that I mind too much, but I do want to make sure that my partners reach climax, and ideally that they remember the orgasms I give them," he continued, while Rena nodded and waited for his question. "And in porno movies, it looks as if women can climax two or three times in rapid succession. So, I mean, are multiple orgasms fake or real? And, more importantly, how can I make them happen?"
Rena had laughed a bit at his question and told him about her work, but she could not find a definite answer. So, to attempt to answer him more accurately, she had an idea. She was going to invite a few women over to talk about multiple orgasms and explore the concept. Rena manages to get dressed and finish setting the table before the first woman rings the doorbell. Rena.